Last September, I held my grandson, Luca. Not for just a few minutes, but for over an hour. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. He was having a tough time sleeping with stomach gas, and the only thing that kept him from tears was being held. As we sat and rocked on the chair in his big brother's room, I looked deeply into his face. Luca was totally vulnerable, totally trusting, totally dependent, and yet at peace. As time passed, I could feel our heartbeats in sync, our breathing perfectly matched, and I began to realize what the Bible said was true. To enter heaven, we must be like little children. We must be totally vulnerable, totally trusting, totally dependent on God to get us through any obstacle in our path, just like little Luca. In December, following the release of my new book, A Storyteller's Guide to a Grace-Filled Life, I had an anxiety attack while driving to my office. Anxious about book sales, about whether the book was good enough, about my worthiness as an author. I called an author friend, Jenny, and asked her if she could play shrink for an anxious author with too many doubts. One by one, she allayed my fears, and her message never changed. "Trust in God," she said. "We must be like children." It's amazing the lessons we can learn from little ones, whether we're over 60 years old or barely 60 days old. Going it alone is not the best option. Giving our problems and our anxieties to our Lord is what Jesus asks of each of us. Imagine what we can learn from a newborn baby. Here are a few thoughts that might help. Number one, put your trust in God. Only by surrendering to God and placing our burdens in His hands can we eliminate the anxiety that comes from going it alone. Second, replace negative thoughts with positive ones. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. On your own intelligence do not rely. In all your ways be mindful of Him, and He will make straight your path." And third, be patient. Our timetable might not be His. That hour with Luca was probably the most relaxed, refreshing, and rejuvenating time I've spent in the recent past. Thanks, Luca. And thank you, Jenny. And thank you, Jesus. I trust in you. This is Tony Agnese.